While lots of people are wondering about the wave of drones spotted in the night skies over New Jersey, a father and daughter in Delaware are on the cutting edge of ultralight aviation technology. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of two daring pilots and their flying car.
Clear to check, confirming, and going for takeoff.
Airspace is clear. All right, here we go.
While that may sound like something out of the Jetsons' futuristic cartoon TV show of the 1960s, it's actually just John Chertia and his one-passenger electric aircraft lifting off nearly vertically from a field in Milton, Delaware. His daughter Heather is on the ground, and they're communicating with walkie-talkies as he begins a flight that will take him over the busy Delaware 1 highway.
Okay, he's up to 40 feet. Joystick forward.
Oh, no, 100. In cruise.
Looking good.
On the 250. Beautiful.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Lately, though, their Blackfly aircraft, one of just five operating in the United States, has been mistaken for the mystery drones that have captivated, frightened, and puzzled residents of New Jersey and nearby states.
Okay, so he's heading up Route 1 now, so there'll probably be a bunch of UFO sightings reported to the police. Uh-oh, here we go. There have been so many sightings in Jersey, everyone thinks we're some sort of alien nation or something.
While Heather does worry a bit about some do-gooder shooting them out of the air, as a few congressmen have suggested with the mystery drones, she and her father welcome the attention. She hopes to be the first person to go coast to coast in a Blackfly.
We're setting ourselves up for like a reality TV show about touring and flying cars and the crazy things that happen on tour.
Her 86-year-old father, a retired developer who has flown planes for nearly 70 years, loves nothing better than showing off his new $200,000 toy.
This is the future of aviation. There's nothing like it.
The Blackfly certainly is unique. It's 13 by 13 feet and weighs about 350 pounds. It doesn't need a runway and lifts off and lands at about an 80-degree angle. Eight propellers are powered by battery-charged motors. It can hit speeds of 62 miles an hour, hover in midair, and fly backwards, too. It's operated with a joystick and a computer tablet.
These someday will be for the executive that lives an hour and a half drive from his office, yet he might be only 20 minutes away on a flight, and there'll be a bunch of these in the air.
As for the Jersey drones, federal authorities said this week they are not considered a danger to the public or airports and military bases. John says he never thought the phenomenon was anything more than enthusiasts having fun.
Somebody's onto a kick here, and suddenly Heather and I are in the limelight because we're actually human beings in a flying car, or if you want, a drone. Five guys who are drone freaks are scaring people because social media is famous for being able to pick up on something and scare the hell out of people.
But the bottom line for the Chertias is they're delighted to be in the forefront of the flying car revolution.
We've been flying it since August and having a blast with it. Made a lot of new friends, really interesting people who are interested in aviation and agree with us that this is the wave of the future.
And for now, they just count their blessings that they can lift off, enjoy the skies for a few, and then descend to the ground.
Bingo! Bring her down. Landing available. And he's down.
From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.